Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show then. Simon Cotton from the Cedar Court Hotel and David Ritson from the Old Swan Hotel, who make up part of Destination Harrogate. Let's look forward then. 2017, it's back. Your big awards do. The Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards. I came along last year for the first time. Had a fantastic evening.
Good.
Can we expect more of the same this year?
You can expect bigger and better. It's always bigger when we try and grow it. But yes, more of the same and a little bit more. And especially for 2017, because David and I launched these awards back in 2008, 2009. And we've always had 9 award categories, and they've been exactly the same. And we're really chuffed that we've got our sponsors have stayed with us all the years. And we've stuck with the same format. But we thought this year we would expand it. We've had people just niggling away in the background saying, you know, what about other people? Can we get involved and more people involved?
Yeah.
Some way, shape or form. And we've kind of held back from it because we, on the night of the actual awards in the Royal Hall in June, we can't fit any more people in. So we always sell it out. And so because of that, we've sort of held back from wanting to add more awards. But this year we've given in, and we're giving the public what they want, aren't we, David?
We are.
And we're launching Rotty and Botty.
Rotty and Botty, 2 new awards. So the essence of the awards has always been about people. So we want to reward the people who work hard in our industry. We know how hard they work, and that's always been the essence. But sometimes the people reflect the organisation so much, you can't really separate the two. So we're looking at this year, a restaurant of the year and bar of the year. So it celebrates the sort of team effort as well as the organisation.
Hence Rotty and Botty, restaurant
R-O-T-Y
of the year.
And
yes.
Botty.
Yeah. I got there in the end. It did throw me for a second.
Just in case anybody else listening wasn't quite with us on that one. They're not really Rotty and Botty.
I like that a lot because actually that gives a really nice title for those businesses that win those, doesn't it? They can use that for the year, and that will gain a lot of traction with people who've maybe never been to the bar that wins that title, the restaurant that wins that title. That'll make you want to go, won't it?
Yeah. I mean, we do a Team of the Year award, so we do get teams from different sectors of the industry. So, you know, we've had parks and gardens, we've had other people, festivals, that sort of thing. People win awards like that.
The train lot, you know, people that work at the train station and welcome people to the Tourist Information Centre, you know, all the fabulous team down there, they've been involved. So, yeah, Team of the Year is quite a diverse one and can bring in lots of people. But obviously, hospitality and tourism, you know, the restaurants, the bars, they kind of play a huge part. They're at the front line of it, certainly hospitality. And so we thought, you know, as David said, we've obviously been championing the people, and the awards have been very much about the individuals. So waiter of the year and bar person of the year, chef of the year, that sort of thing. So it's about championing individuals who do fantastic stuff. But this is a chance this year for the first time to really get the business, you know. So if you've got a business and you're in the business of running a restaurant or obviously a bar, a pub, anything like that, this year is a chance to get the whole team behind it, get all your customers involved, and you know, tell us why you should be Restaurant of the Year for Harrogate or Bar of the Year.
Absolutely. And the last 2 years have been massive in terms of growth for new bars, new restaurants in Harrogate.
Yeah, they have.
So,
yeah.
You know, we want to keep the awards fresh. We want to keep it current, and you know, we recognise that. So we can see a lot of competition coming out of these two categories.
Yeah, we've seen loads of new ones, and even more still to come. I think I've seen a few windows going up, but even the last week or two, of new places coming. So it's going to be hotly contested, I imagine. I know you're doing your big launch in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, a couple of weeks' time. So we launch usually last week of January. So it'll all be out. It'll be in the press. We'll do more about it on Stray that week. And it'll be, you know, elsewhere in the media and on social media, and voting forms will be going out, and you'll start to see those appear in, you know, round hospitality businesses in town. If you want them, get in touch with David or I through either the Cedar Court or Old Swan or, of course, Stray FM. And we'll provide posters and voting forms, or you can go online at www.destinationharrogate.co.uk, and all the information will be on there in a fortnight's time once we launch. And then it's 2 months and a bit, really.
Until the end of voting, yeah.
Yeah, so we do nominations through till the end of March. always stress the point, it's not about a popularity contest, it's not about how many votes people get.
I was going to ask you, how does it work?
We're looking for people to tell us why somebody should win, you know, the detail of it, not just they're the best. Well, why are they the best? So, and when the judges meet in April, that's what they're reading, and that's what they're looking for, is to why that person or that business should be shortlisted. And then from that shortlist, that's when the, you know, a lot of the judges go out and they visit these premises and these individuals and decide who ultimately wins that you know, each category.
So two new award categories means two new sponsors. Sponsoring Restaurant of the Year this year, and hopefully for many years to come, is Visit Harrogate. So they're the destination management organisation in Harrogate, promoting all good things about the area and trying to encourage more business into the area.
Yeah. And the Bar of the Year is sponsored by a new sponsor, Timothy Taylor's.
Oh, brilliant.
Who, Timothy Taylor's are a brewers.
Yes.
And, you know, very local Yorkshire, you know, then. And they wanted to get more involved in Harrogate and support Harrogate as a town, which is fantastic. So we're really delighted to welcome on board Timothy Taylor's as well.
So don't forget then, we'll have more information as it comes in the next couple of weeks about how to get nominating, and keep an eye out for all those voting forms. And you can, of course, find out more on the website. Just give that to us again.
It's all the W's, destinationharrogate.co.uk.
Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.